4 months, more than a year, in fact, the GOP has been criticized for not liking TARP and for tearing apart President Obama's jobs plan without offering a jobs plan of their own. But yesterday, Senate Republicans issued their own proposal for jobs, a counterproposal to President Obama's jobs plan. Here's Senator John McCain.
They believe that government creates and spending creates jobs. We believe business and growth creates jobs in America. So, in all due respect to the president, his plan, we've seen that movie before.
Joining us now, Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, Celeste.
All right, so what is in this Senate Republican plan?
Well, there's a lot of things in here. And let's say, to be fair to Republicans, the president has been running around the country saying Republicans have no jobs plan, no jobs plan. That's not really true. The House Republicans in particular have been passing a slew of bills over the course of the year that they say are geared towards jobs. There's a lot of deregulation and tax cuts and things like that. But no one big cohesive plan. Interesting readout, by the way, from the Speaker's office yesterday, a phone call between the Speaker of the House and the President talking about some jobs issues, where the Speaker told the President that he wants to make sure, Mr. President, that you have all the facts. You've been running around the country saying we don't have a jobs plan. We do. And the Speaker's office made sure that we all knew about that. So trying to set the President straight. But Senate Republicans yesterday unveiling a jobs plan that was really a hodgepodge of lots and lots of different bills. And it's got some things that are going to sound familiar. First, requiring a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution. You've heard of that before. Lowering taxes, lowering corporate tax rates, and a maximum tax rate of 25%. Also broadening the tax base, which is really code for more people paying taxes. So people towards the bottom end who don't pay income tax now, they would start paying under this plan. There's some changes to some withholding tax relief that'll bring some more money into the Treasury. And of course, if you want to guess the last one, I'll let you guess, Celeste. What's the last item on it? Because I'll bet you can guess in the Republican jobs plan.
You're talking about federal regulations?
Yeah, sure. Federal laws. Take one guess, and then I'm going to tell you.
The EPA?
Lots of EPA. That's a good one. That wasn't what was on my mind. There are several different EPA regulatory repeals. There's a moratorium on all new federal regulations. And here was the one I was going for, of course. Repeal the
Obamacare
Act. They call Obamacare. Repeal it.
All right. Well, you know, it's funny that Senator John McCain, you heard him saying we've seen Obama's movie before, but we've seen this GOP movie before also. These are not new ideas.
Neither side really has a whole lot of new ideas. And when you hear John McCain criticizing the president for we've seen the movie before, he's talking about stimulus. The main philosophical difference here is you heard McCain say it. We believe in growth. None of these things that Republicans are talking about are creating demand. They don't create jobs right now. In fact, Republicans will admit that. It creates a growth, a fertile growth environment for job growth in the long term. Democrats are still into stimulus. Let's do infrastructure, teachers, firefighters, get people back to work now and talk about long-term stuff later. McCain disparages that, saying the first stimulus failed. That's debatable, but those are the main philosophical differences going on between the parties, growth versus stimulus.
All right. Well, we talked about how Obama's jobs plan would never get past the Senate. What about this one?
Yeah, maybe little parts of it. Lots of it is going to pass the House. Maybe little parts of it the parties can agree on. There might be some payroll tax stuff they can agree on. Yesterday, by the way, the House passed an abortion bill, so they weren't worrying about any of this stuff. The question is whether any of the little things that the two sides can agree on will create any demand. And the answer to that is probably no. There may be some withholding things, like I said, payroll tax, a couple of regulatory things. And yesterday, the Speaker and the President did talk about infrastructure spending on the phone. The question is how to do it. The Speaker wants to do it in what he calls a fiscally responsible way. We'll find out what that means probably in the next days or weeks.
Although perhaps, just like President Obama's plan, this will end up getting separated into parts.
It already has been. In fact, the House has been voting on lots of these things separated into parts. And that's why House Republicans are a little bit frustrated that the country doesn't know that they have a plan, probably because they haven't had one big overarching plan like the president has on the bully pulpit. So they've been a little frustrated. And now you see this big plan that the Senate's talking about.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.